ashes fall from your lips, and I'm counting the ways your counterfeit. And if I know your disguise, it's because it used to be mine.
That beautiful piece of song introduction was a tribute to the fact that Matt just said to me that he was hoping that a... What did you say?
I said I was hoping that a vaguely foreign woman might... amplified foreign woman might warble at me tonight for a stretch of time.
So I was obliging...
By the way, what's a counterfeit?
Anyway, so I was obliging for him by singing at him. And he always enjoys that. Anyway, and then I said... And he said, oh, no, I don't mean you. And I said, oh, who do you mean? And he said, oh, you know, Rhonda Diamonique, or whatever her name is. And you won't find that funny until you know that he was actually talking about Diamanda Galas, who we're seeing tonight, who I love and Matt thinks is a bit scary and mad. And in fact, she is a bit scary and mad, frankly. Anyway, but that made me so laugh. I laughed so much I snorted. Anyway, so I don't know what counterfeit are. But, you know, like if you have a kitchen counter and it has to have feet, I suppose. Anyway, so this energy and enthusiasm is because I have just finished work. And this is the earliest I have finished work for about, I don't know, but for ages anyway. And I've been working stupidly long days this week. And now, today, I have just finished my... And I mean, I've brought my laptop home, but I mean... I'm so excited because it's the weekend and I'm planning to sleep a lot. Anyway, but in the meantime, tonight we are going off to the Warwick Arts Centre to see something called Carousel, which is the songs of Jacques Brel interpreted by various different people, including Momus, who I really like, Diamanda Galas, who I also really like, and various other people. I don't think we get Marc Armand, who I also really like. Even though when it played last night at, I think, the Barbican or Royal Festival Hall or somewhere, he did some of the songs. Anyway, we both really like Jacques Brel. So it's going to be an evening of kind of high, fairly camp drama, hopefully. Some of it will be in French also. I shall resist trying to sing along, really. Anyway, the snippet of song that you heard at the beginning wasn't actually Jacques Brel, although probably I should have... just giving you a bit of Jackie or something, but it was in fact Tom McRae, obviously. Who else? And it was part of my favourite song, which is called The Only Thing I Know, and it's one of the songs I've picked to have at my funeral. Not that I'm planning on dying, but if I do die, that's one of the songs I want. Also, I would also like Marianne Faithfull, Don't Forget Me, because it'll make everyone cry, and another song which I'm not allowed. And Matt's already said, because of my choice of songs, he's actually decided not to come to my funeral. Anyway, I think he might be exaggerating, because as you know, he does love Tom McRae very much. Anyway, and I'm not going to tell you what the third one is, but it's not the birdie dance, so it'll be all right. Anyway, so we're going to Warwick Arts Centre tonight to see some songs of Jacques Brel, hear some songs of Jacques Brel, and I'm really looking forward to it, and thank goodness it's the weekend, hurrah. And for the rest of the weekend, I should just outline our plans, shouldn't I, really, while we're here?
Yes.
See? We are going... I need to buy some shoes and a winter coat tomorrow, and then we're going to Brentwood, to go out for cocktails with David and Michelle, and then for dinner, and we're really looking forward to that as well. And then we're staying over at damn Brentwood, and then we're coming home. But mainly, I shall be sleeping every possible opportunity. You know, if the lady leaves me to go and look for shoes in the shoe cupboard or wherever one looks for shoes, I'll be having a nap. If Matt is driving to Brentwood, then I shall be having a nap. If you know, someone goes to get a round in of cocktails, I'll have a nap. Anyway,